boys and girls, hanging out with you here in the TOL and the 419 and the OHIO. Denny and the girls, Susie's here, Mother Teresa's here, Paula's here. And we just, has it posted yet, Paul?
In about 1 minute.
About 1 minute. Today's National Selfie Day. How many years have been doing this, Susan?
Just three.
Yeah,
it's only
in
the third
honor
year
of the patron saint of selfies, that'd be Kim Kardashian. Now, shouldn't we post a naked one of us, or no?
Yep.
Maybe with our shirts off? You guys just in your underwear?
Sure, let's do it.
We'll do that one next.
Okay.
No, we're not in our underwear.
Well, just pull your shirt off in your bra.
Kidding.
You thought
just pull your shirt and your bra off.
No, okay. Leave your bra on. No. Just pull your shirt off.
No,
your shirt. Underwear.
No. Let's just do our feet.
Hanging out with you
we'll
guys, you're like sisters.
Of our feet.
No, not
again. Trisha's feet. No way. You kidding me? You don't want to scare listeners away.
They're not. Her feet are fine.
By the way, Barney Rubble called and he wants his toes back.
Hey,
Trish.
My toes look cute. No, they're not polished on them.
8:46. Sunny, nice today. High 80, 63 here at the Q. First full day of summer. Tomorrow it's going to be brutally hot, but whatever. It's summer. Who cares? All right. 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. So we're going to put that up on Facebook and Twitter. Our selfie of our show. And then we'll do one naked
later. We celebrate.
Later.
Why do I have no nards but man bun on my sheet? I was supposed to remind you.
Oh, that's
of that.
the Ken doll. He's got cornrows, beefy body.
He's been
new
updated.
There's a bunch of little odds and ends stories that I want to get to.
Oh, okay.
But Susie experienced yesterday. Was it yesterday with your daughter? Or
yeah, yesterday.
So she went to her daughter, you know, high school, and like me, you know, I got both my kids working. It's beautiful. And Susie wants to teach, you know, her daughter and you and Pork Chop about work ethic and all that other stuff. Instead of sitting around all damn summer and costing you money, you put those old monsters to work.
That's right.
And it's awesome. And so your daughter gets a job interview. You go with her. And she's still too young, basically.
Right, right.
What surprised?
But it was a good first experience because this restaurant, they're so nice. So that's where I would want her to have her first job interview. Yeah, it was
All right,
it was
so
all good.
You were there, and you know, while the whole process was going
on. Well, not sitting with her, but I did end up going in because I wanted to gauge how long this would be and if I should run errands or hang out. And then I ended up hanging out because it was fine. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, what did you notice? There was something that you noticed?
So a lot of the other younger people that were there, because they were open interviews, they were dressed very casually.
Like how? Like flip-flops?
Like jeans and like a t-shirt with writing on it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Or they'll even show up in shorts and stuff.
Yeah, there were some shorts there.
Yeah.
And I just wonder.
I mean, it's a fast food restaurant.
Right.
So I don't think a suit would be appropriate.
No, and you know, I don't think you have to be dressed over the top.
Yeah, because you're going to look like it's
fast food.
But, you know, look very presentable like you're going to church. Oh, no, people dress like pigs at church, too.
Right.
I don't know. What is the
like you went to
casual?
Some effort. Like it was, you should at least look like you've chosen your church. Yeah, like you said, your church clothes.
Yeah,
at
but
least.
People don't know. You see what people wear in church now?
Right.
Oh,
no
well, see, yeah. Okay.
Can't say church. Like country club, like you're going to lunch at Inverness.
There you go.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to wear like nice khakis and a golf shirt for the boys and the girls. You might want to wear a sundress. What'd your daughter wear?
She wore a dress.
Nice.
Yeah,
perfect.
She looked nice. I mean, I said, oh, well, I'm glad we dressed up.
Yeah.
Wait
well,
a minute.
Because
so it was her decision? You didn't have to tell her?
No, she's good. But I just, maybe that's the norm now is to be very casual. Maybe they don't look at attire for jobs anymore because kids are so casual.
Even fast food folks, I think you'd want to see something stepped up a little bit just because you know they care that they, you know. But
set yourself apart.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's why you wear a tuxedo. That'll get you
in. Or that. That's good. I don't want to know if you want to set yourself apart into crazy, but set yourself apart a little bit.
What the heck's going on out there?
Either some lawn care
or a drone.
Or they're getting rid of some evidence in the apartments. I'm not positive.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Chopping up the body?
By the way, speaking of, you know.
That's weird. You got to close
If you guys ever need, you know, our listeners ever need, I don't know, a couple of stained mattresses, maybe some broken couches, we've got a whole plethora out here.
Yeah, that's really
been
sitting
out there.
How many
do you
want? Come on by.
Missed the bulk pickup.
Right here in the. So anyway.
So it's just really casual these days, and maybe attire is not a thing when going for jobs in 2017.
Yeah,
do you think that's changed?
I don't know.
Do
my kids, when they go.
Do you think employers are offended? Do they care?
Yeah.
But see,
Josh went to Caddy. He had khakis on. He had a golf shirt.
Right, yeah.
He looked the part.
Lydia went in, I think. I don't remember. I think she was wearing a dress.
But is that because we're old school? Or is, I mean, maybe these kids' parents didn't tell them they need to, like, clean up a little
bit. See, I think you got to dress up a little to show the employer that you're taking it seriously. Yep. If you come in like you just came off the beach and you're wearing flip-flops, torn, you know, a muscle shirt, and you still got sunblock on your nose, you're not taking it serious and you're sending the wrong message.
But do employers... Like for fast food places or for people that employ kids part time over the summer, like do you expect them? Do they look better to you if they do dress up a little bit? Or do you care and you just want the time filled by some kids that seem nice?
When it's kids, when it's kids, okay, we're talking about kids. We're talking, you know, teenagers, 15, 16, 17, 18, whatever, and they're working in these jobs.
Their first job.
I don't think it hurts them, but it definitely helps them. When they are dressed more professional.
Sure.
I don't think it hurts them unless they're like, dude, how long is this going to take? If that's one of your first questions, you're not going to get the job.
How much I get paid?
Yeah. When's payday? If that's your first, and I told Olivia, don't ask about money. Yep. Zero. Don't ask about how often you get paid, how much you're making, whatever. She still doesn't know because she's been a trainee. But now when she gets back, she's went through the trainee. And then, you know, and then I said, you'll find out how much you get paid on payday. Whenever that is, you're going to walk in one day and they go, oh, here's your check. And then you'll know.
And you'll say, thank you.
We pretty much know. I mean,
it's your first job.
Yeah.
So now down the road, you might be able to, you know, talk about salary. But when you're first starting out,
I remember getting an argument with Jake when he went to deliver applications the first time he was trying to get any kind of job at all. And he was just filling out applications and going. And when he was about to leave the house, I said, you're going out like that? And he said, well, I'm just filling out applications. I'm not doing interviews. I said, you only have one chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, right.
This may be the only time they ever see you because maybe you're right. Maybe all they do is check an application and say, yeah, this guy looks good. He's got the hours available. I need him, and that's it. If you make a good impression, that initial drop off or pickup, that makes a difference.
Set yourself apart.
He and I went back and forth. He said, Mom, I'm not. I said, just put on a collared shirt and long pants.
Yeah, but look at him now.
You never know.
Now he's over in Poland.
He's over in Poland. He
getting
can punch
some
kid.
European stuff.
Yep.
That's right.
Sure is.
Kielbasa.
Oh, there's plenty of kielbasa going on over there. Oh, yeah. Sure. He's filling up that pierogi. Sorry.
I have American dollars.
How much in American?
He says it is cheaper over there, though. Much cheaper.
No?
Sex is over there?
Poland money's called.
Why is he paying for his sex?
Yeah, he's a good
Can't he do it like the old-fashioned way?
Move on.
Just once I know I got on your skin, then I will.
I know. You're such a guy.
All right. So Ken does not have genitalia. Everybody knows that, right? He's been around for 56 years and no donger. Well, they finally have revamped him after, how many years? Because a couple of years ago they revamped Barbie and made her fat, made her different colors.
Yeah, gave her different shapes.
Yeah, because it's not because they want to. It's because they're desperate.
Oh, she was so skinny.
Kids aren't playing with dolls.
No,
they're playing with computers.
You don't plug a doll in, so they're no fun.
You do at my house.
You just blow yours up. Shut up.
Good ball. No, it has electric. You plug it in, and then you hit a switch.
Wow, yeah, nice. Awesome. Self-inflatable. Okay.
Yeah, you got to love those. Anyway, so now Ken, in the last 56 years, hasn't changed much from his blue-eyed, chiseled good looks. Now he comes in three body shapes, slim, broad, and original. He'll have modern haircuts, cornrows, man buns, seven different skin tones. He'll be sporting new fashions like skinny jeans, plaid shirts, and graphic tees. Oh, it's over, Mattel. It is over.
Oh, no.
Just stop it. Just stop right now.
Yeah,
just give up. You're trying too hard.
Yeah, you really are. They're not going to do it. People aren't going to do it, or kids aren't going to do it.
No.
No.
But. This is probably their last hurrah before they just say, screw it. We're just done with it.
Yeah, I think at that age, because, like, I still think baby dolls and the American Girl dolls and stuff like that.
American Girl is what's killed Barbie.
Right, yeah. I think the age
Because she's slutty.
She's a collectible.
American Girl dolls are slutty.
Whoa. They're not
they are not.
Aren't they?
No.
Hold on.
No.
Not at all. They're the least slutty.
No.
All right, my apologies.
They look like your kid.
All right, hold on. American Girl dolls?
Mm-hmm. Slut. Although I think they make American Boy dolls, too.
Yeah, they're going to start, I guess.
Okay, my apologies. Which doll... Which one it went after Barbie and because it was like teen? Yeah, not American. My bad. No. Yeah, you don't look slutty at all.
No. She's
ooh,
not
that
nice.
One kind of does.
Yeah.
but the rest of them don't.
What's the doll that is competing with Barbie? Those don't compete. Not the Bratz.
Were you thinking of the Bratz?
Yes, B-R-A-T-Z. Oh, yeah. They're mm-hmm. the sluts.
Yes, yes, you are right.
They're not Bratz. They're sluts with a Z.
They are.
S-L-U-T-Z.
Sluts, Bratz. Whoa. Yeah, see, there they are. The Bratz. Look at them, you little whores.
Yep.
That's what they are. Look at them. All that makeup.
Wait, are they the ones with the big eyes and
stuff? Look at this one right here. Tell me that doesn't scream, I'm going to do you now.
In the mouth.
Oh, well.
Right there. Look at I got to try to hit delay to save that.
You can't.
You can't save that on the radio.
You can't save that at a live
I know, but you still can't say that on the radio.
Dispenser.
You're going to the dispenser.
I'm not going to the dispenser.
Yes, you are.
I was just
right here, right now.
I was observing what I saw.
You have to. You got to know where the line is. You just went over the line. I don't think I saved it, Susie.
Nope, you can't see it.
Way to ruin the bit, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That was
it's like we're getting romantic and you fart. Screwed the moment.
Ruined the
moment. Doesn't that, though?
It does for you guys. It doesn't for guys.
No.
Man,
it really does.
No, you, not for
how
me.
How can it not?
No, you hear
just,
that,
and
I'm like, oh, crap. She's going to start laughing. Yep, she's laughing.
That's
we're done.
That's what I do.
You do. It's all you. It's all your ilk. Anyway...
Paul? Man,
I don't think it's a dispenser time.
Yes, that was totally dispenser. We don't even have a listener come call up and say, yeah, you got to go there,
they're
Paul.
They're so shocked. That's why.
Yeah, there you go.
I never knew the dispenser doll could pucker up like that. I didn't know that.
The dispenser. Yeah, we got
what
it.
You said.
The dispenser of doom.
I know what he said about the mouth.
Trisha, read the dispenser of doom.
I'm not entirely sure which one.
Oh, I got new flavors in there.
I know.
And it's not on there, so we'll let him tell
what is the dispenser of doom so people know when you say something so egregious and so over the line, which is usually Paul. What is that thing?
This I think
motorboat was fine.
That's not what you said.
No,
I know. I did not say that.
Stinky socks or tutti frutti?
Okay.
I think
are those. Hold on, before you put it in your mouth, they are. Are they jelly beans?
They're Jelly Belly Bean Boozled jelly beans. So it's a mystery box of jelly beans from Jelly Belly.
And what can it be?
Well, it can be. Oh,
let's
thank you,
see.
Susie.
That's the updated. I got new flavors.
Spoiled milk, dead fish, rotten egg, toothpaste, barf, canned dog food, booger, moldy cheese, stinky socks, or long clippings. And I think that
that's what this is?
This could be stinky socks.
Yes, stinky socks!
Or it could be tutti frutti.
Oh. All right.
If I'm looking
because of your gross comment, it's time for Paul to go to the dispenser of doom! In the mouth, big fella.
And that's what got me in trouble.
Exactly. That's why I said it. All right. It's now in there. He's chewing.
Sticky, he's making
that gross noise that makes me want to punch him in the face because I have misophonia. It's the tutti frutti, ain't it?
Oh, no. No, that's not tutti
frutti. What is it? Keep chewing. Keep chewing.
Is
keep
it?
Chewing.
Are you sure?
Don't swallow. You swallowed it whole.
Does it taste? What's it taste like?
It's a sock. Yeah, that's a damn sock.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, you deserve that.
All right. Yeah, for sure.
It's in my
all right,
now.
There you go.
Jelly bean gods are right now.
We have to get
us.
To a break here. And anyway, Ken dolls, $10. The new ones are they're out on what? I think you can get them online right now. They're going to be in all the toy stores by Christmas, I guess. But Mattel's in trouble, man. Their line, the whole line, the Ken and Barbie line. Because kids aren't playing with it, are down 13% in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period a year ago.
Yeah, it's such a specific age group, and that age group really is not doing that anymore. They're playing with video games and stuff.
Because it's a great babysitter, and we're ruining our kids' brains, but at least they shut the hell up. I'm sorry.
That was out loud.
But it's true.
Careful.
That's why you do it.
Well,
you do.
I suppose.
The iPad is the babysitter. It's destroying their minds. That's why they're mush. Their brains are mush.
Do you make Josh get up at any particular time during the week here? Now he's on summer break?
Yeah, we usually get him up by like 10.
Okay.
But if he's got a caddy, his fanny gets up early.
Oh. Yeah,
he's got
to make his own. Sleep in on the
he's got to make his own breakfast. I'll make him coffee. But you want eggs? Make them. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not raising kids that think that life is a hotel. No.
Your
not
house.
At my house.
It's not.
The house is not a hotel. It's just not. All right. Coming back with more stuff into our things. But first, Danny Schaefer, Stem Cell International. Friday night, take close note of me hopping around the stage like a crazy man and not limping and not. And watch. I'm going to twist my ankle and screw up my knees while I'm up there. Anyway, it's Stem Cell International is the reason why I'm able to do these disco parties and stand there for four straight hours because I got the stem cell therapy right here in Toledo, Ohio. A lot of professional athletes, you've heard that they've done this sort of thing. I know there was a huge deal years ago with Kobe Bryant flying over to Europe and doing this blood transfusion deal, whatever it was. Well, it was stem cell therapy. And Peyton Manning years ago, he did it for his neck injury, and it kept him playing football longer. But they all had to fly to another country and do it and cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, guess what? It's not that expensive anymore. It's not cheap, but it's not as expensive as it was. And you can get it done right here in Toledo over on Monroe Street. So no matter what your pains are, you're suffering from something, chances are Stem Cell International can help you. Go to their website, stemcellinternational.org. That'll give you some really good information on things that they might be able to help you with. And then call them for a free consultation. Have a sit-down with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International on Monroe Street. Free consultation awaits you at 419-214-1860. 214-1860. And when you call them, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 traffic sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for summer at Super Fitness. Join now for $19.95 down and $19.95 a month. Super Fitness.